The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
He's a musician and preacher. He belongs to Jerusalem, right? Jerusalem Baptist Church, where his father pastored. I'm just so glad to have him here with us. I can't say, but I got a partner who gonna represent November. Well, let me see it like this. From January back down to December. For if you know the Lord, you in the midst of the representation. And if God has been good, don't worry about who got it. You are the singing and preaching like you are.
Amen. To the head of this house, Pastor Grimes, to the head of our lives, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We truly, my family and I, truly thank y'all for the invitation on this morning. For we know it's nobody but the Lord who brought us from January to December. We buried my wife's aunt yesterday. And we got a call this morning that another one of her cousins had a heart attack this morning in Vegas, and he's no longer with us. But the Lord is trying to tell us something. For this world is a temporary world, house that we are just passing through. So we need to get our house in order. I would like to have my wife to raise her hand. My stand, mother-in-law is here with me, and my two kids. I'd like to have my support with me on this morning. To all the ministers and pastors and preachers on the roster, Minister Humphrey, good to see you, my friend. If you can put me in E flat, I'm gonna see what I can do. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. My bad day, for that I the clouds hang low. I can't hardly see the road. I asked a question, Lord.
Get up there and say what you have to say and get down. So on this morning, the word of God will be coming from Proverbs, 5th chapter. And we're going to look at correction. It's going to be 3rd chapter. We're going to look at 5th and 6th verse. And if we can stand, let us stand to give reverence to God's holy and divine word. Proverbs 3rd chapter. Verses 5 and 6.
Amen.
For it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. be seated in the presence of God's holy and divine word. On today, as the topic or title, I would like to you keep your trust in the Lord. Keep your trust in the Lord. As we look at this passage, the author here, Solomon, who was the son of Bathsheba and David, is giving us clarification or insight of wisdom and understanding. According to the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, yes, you would learn that Solomon was known as a wealthy and wise king of Israel. In this passage, you will learn that if you would give your heart and soul to the Lord, the Lord will bring you through any obstacle, any circumstance, but you must lean and depend upon the Lord. Any circumstance that we may face on today, many trials may arise in our life on today. Yes. We have kids falling by the wayside. Yes. We have a lot of our young men going into the penitentiary. Yes. At such a young age, we got kids killing one another. Yes. But we need to keep our trust in the Lord. Yes. If you will look in the Amplified Bible, the scripture would read, lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. You know about individuals, us as individuals, yes, we intend to do things on our own. Believe that we can move and wake ourselves up in the morning and do things with our own knowledge. But baby, let me shake you up this morning. It's not you that is moving your limbs on your body. It's not you that's giving yourself breath to breathe. It all belongs to the Lord. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Yes, yes, yes. We should all be familiar with the story of Jonah and how he thought that he could run away from God. Jonah tried to get away, yes, by using his own understanding. But the Lord was ready to move. And when the Lord is ready to move, you got to move. As we look at verse 5, for if we will put our trust in the Lord, who is the creator of all, the Lord will guide us. No matter what your situation may be, God can and he will, and he's willing to deliver you through whatever you're going through. But all we as the